Around the country, there's resentment by some Christians who are upset that Merry Christmas has been replaced by Happy Holidays, and Christmas songs are banned in some places. The decision to be more religious neutral appears to be political correctness to some, but to others it's done out of respect.
Framing it in the language of mine is right and yours is wrong is not, I think, very helpful.
Reverend Duane Peterson is pastor at First Lutheran Church in Eau Claire. He joined Dr. Mahmoud Tamman for a discussion about religion on a Wisconsin Public Radio program. Tamman is a psychiatrist and member of the Islamic Center and Mosque in Altoona. As a Muslim, he decided many years ago to go along with some parts of Christmas.
This is the way it is, that you will celebrate as we live here, with the neighbor, to say hi to them and Merry Christmas to them. And maybe we could give you a small gift rather than a big gift. These are the compromises somebody uses just to try to live in a society when you don't know how to handle it.
At the same time, Tamman wishes more would learn about the Islamic faith and how Ramadan is different than Christmas.
If it is Ramadan or the pilgrimage or whatever other festivities you have, you want people to know something about them. The difficulty is very few people know. Because of lack of information, you feel sort of pushed aside in a way. You're not part of it.
That feeling is echoed by Helene Minkus, Jewish president of the Temple Shalom Synagogue in Eau Claire. She says not enough people know that Hanukkah is also not the same as Christmas.
What Dr. Tamman was saying, it's so nice when people know your holidays. So in September, I am so eager to have someone say Happy New Year to me. But that so rarely happens.
Minkus is particularly offended by hearing Christmas music and gift ideas for weeks.
I'm actually grateful that my holidays are not very well known because they haven't been commercialized. As I've become more religious, I feel much more sympathy to religious Christians who find it hard to find their holiday anymore because it's been so taken over.
It's interesting that Helene mentioned that she feels somewhat assaulted by Christmas music. Well, I happen to be Christian, and I have the exact same feeling.
Pastor Peterson says there is work to be done.
Perhaps as the majority faith representative here, it's very difficult for minority faiths to make themselves known. And I think it is incumbent upon the Christian community to reach out and say, we need to know more about you. It's very difficult to do that the other way around. And the times that I've done that in my ministry and given leadership in my congregation to do so, no question about it, all of us are more enriched for the experience.
But even Christian religious services have competition. Peterson reminded his congregation to decide wisely whether they come to early church on Christmas Eve or make arrangements to watch a certain heavily advertised football game. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.